Coming up on KUCB News, the U.S. Coast Guard rescues an injured mariner near Unalaska, and Kodiak plays a major role in missile defense. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Barrett Wilbur with some local news on July 11th, 2017. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued an injured mariner Thursday from a vessel near Unalaska. Officials say the FV Island Enterprise was fishing 150 miles north of Dutch Harbor when a crew member suffered a, quote, potentially limb-threatening injury to his index finger. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Sherman sent a helicopter crew to hoist the 33-year-old man from the vessel, which is registered to Trident Seafoods. He was transported to Unalaska for emergency medical care. Bogoslav volcano erupted around 5 p.m. yesterday. The Alaska Volcano Observatory did not see any measurable ash from the 15-minute explosion. Bogoslav remains active and unpredictable, and scientists say it could erupt again with little warning. In the last week, the volcano has erupted 9 times. Alaska wildlife troopers charged 5 people near Point Muller last week for breaking commercial fishing regulations. Troopers cited Darcy Mack of King Cove for fishing from an unregistered boat, the FV Sky. Mack must appear in court and register his vessel with the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Troopers fined King Cove fishermen Tyler Trumbull and Mark Newton $260 each after Trumbull was found working on Newton's boat without a license. Newton was also penalized for keeping unlicensed crew and failing to carry the photo ID required of permit holders. Sias Kachutin of Palmer and Isaiah Dushkin of King Cove received the same fine. Troopers say Kachutin was fishing on Dushkin's vessel without a crew license. The Unalaska City Council meets tonight. At their regular session, councilors will discuss raising the tariff for vessels that stop at the city dock. They'll also identify lobbying priorities for their fall trip to Washington, D.C. The City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Governor Bill Walker met with reporters yesterday in Anchorage. The press conference ranged from the ongoing legislative special session in Juneau to Alaska's efforts to get a liquefied natural gas pipeline, North and South Korea, and federal efforts to gather data on voters. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
Lawmakers have been meeting in Juneau for nearly half a year, but Governor Bill Walker told reporters on Monday that he doesn't think they're done just yet. He wants them to fix the state's beleaguered budget this year rather than waiting until next session to find new sources of revenue. They barely avoided a state government shutdown by passing an operating budget 8 days before the deadline, but it pulls $2.5 billion from state savings, a move Walker says is unsustainable. This is the third year lawmakers have relied on savings to cover multi-billion dollar budget gaps, and Walker says he wants them to keep working.
They have made great strides, they really have. And that's why I say, since you've taken, done the hard work to make those difficult votes, and potentially unpopular, there's no popular votes that are out there when you're fixing a fiscal plan. They've done that. You might as well get the product from it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Lawmakers have not agreed on a capital budget, and that has delayed projects all over the state. Currently, they're in a special session with just one issue on the agenda, oil and gas taxes. That session ends on Saturday. But the Senate and the House have been at a standstill, and they say they don't plan to get back to work on oil taxes in Juneau until Wednesday. Walker is responsible for putting issues on the agenda of a special session, but he wouldn't say if he intended to call lawmakers back to Juneau for another session or what he would put on the agenda if he did.
You know, we're going to let this week play out. I'm very encouraged they're working together. I like to see that momentum of working together, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Meanwhile, Walker has continued to push a state-led gas line project to national and international audiences. Last week, he met with President Donald Trump and three other state governors to discuss national energy issues. He also met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in while he was in Washington, D.C. The state corporation tasked with developing the gas line project signed a non-binding preliminary agreement with a large South Korean buyer. A recent missile test in North Korea revealed that the country could potentially reach Alaska with an intercontinental weapon. And Walker says it spotlights the importance of Alaska's military bases.
As a result of that, even prior to those coming out, I have had a number of briefings as far as the severity of the situation. Here we are, again, talking about our strategic location and what we need to do and make sure that we are on the trajectory of getting additional military presence in Alaska.
The state is also grappling with a request for voter data from a voter fraud commission created by the Trump administration. But that request has gotten pushback from other states, and the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the commission on Monday. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott told reporters the state is responsible for protecting voter privacy. He says the administration is keeping an eye on the lawsuit and what information it should turn over and what it shouldn't. In Juneau, with help from Casey Grove in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Kodiak Island's rocket launch facility was one of the players in a missile defense test this week. The Alaska Aerospace Corporation is in a multi-year agreement with the U.S. Department of Defense Missile Defense Agency for a maximum of $80.4 million, according to Alaska Aerospace CEO Craig Campbell.
For this year, they're going to be doing a couple launches of the THAAD mission, the Terminal High Altitude Air Defense program that the United States military has been actively using for a while.
United States missile defense has drawn even more attention following a North Korea missile test last week. The U.S. Department of Defense reported that, according to the U.S. Pacific Command, North Korea had launched a missile on July 4th, which traveled for 37 minutes and landed in the Sea of Japan. This most recent U.S. exercise tested defense against an intermediate-range missile. According to a Missile Defense Agency press release, a U.S. Air Force C-17 aircraft air-launched the missile in the Pacific Ocean north of Hawaii, and a THAAD weapon system in Kodiak then, quote, detected, tracked, and intercepted it. A U.S. defense official said they could not confirm the exact time, but the launch took place overnight between Monday and Tuesday. He added that the intercept used kinetic energy. He said the missile forehead is obliterated and drops into the sea. A video of the incident shows a burst of flame upon impact and debris falling into the ocean. The Defense Agency press release states that this is the 14th successful intercept out of 14 attempts for the THAAD weapon system. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Barrett Wilbur, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM.